USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military has begun. Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV to make the announcement of war, and a full-scale invasion followed shortly thereafter. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, spoke at an emergency meeting in New York Wednesday night.
The United States and our allies and partners will continue to respond to Russia's actions with unity, with clarity, and with conviction.
The two prosecutors in charge of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation into former President Trump and his business dealings suddenly resigned Wednesday. A spokesman for the District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, confirmed the resignations of Carrie Duane and Mark Pomeranz. They were charged with running the investigation on a day-to-day basis. It's being reported the grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The Russia hoax investigation that led to the John Durham special investigation revealed last week the Hillary Clinton campaign spied on candidate and then President Trump, leading to years of misinformation by mainstream media.
While Hillary Clinton and many Democrats are attempting to downplay the latest revelations from special counsel John Durham's court filings, former President Donald Trump is becoming a bigger believer in Durham's investigation, though he was angry with him just over a year ago.
He worked slowly and a lot of people were really angry, but he has brought out some devastating blows. And if you really look at it, if you know what this is all about, that's just a foundation. That's a foundation for some very, very big stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting to be more and more impressed with Durham.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president also was asked if he would be running again for the presidency and said, "I can't answer that now, but I think you'll be very happy." From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Russia has launched a full-scale attack on its neighbor, Ukraine. The United Nations has held an emergency meeting in New York. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The day was full of rumors and indications that of an offensive against the Ukraine was imminent. In the recent past, there were several situations with similar indications, similar rumors. And I never believed in them, convinced that nothing serious would happen. I was wrong. And I would like not to be wrong again today. So, if indeed an operation is being prepared, I have only one thing to say from the bottom of my heart. President Putin, stop your troops from attacking the Ukraine.
Having a pet companion may delay memory loss and other kinds of cognitive decline. Pet ownership was especially beneficial for working verbal memory. Dogs were most prevalent, followed by cats. A study will be presented in April at the American Academy of Neurology's 74th annual meeting. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.